AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We are just getting a raft of decisions from the Supreme Court. One has to do with a custody battle in Alabama between a lesbian couple who split. A lower court sided with the birth mother in refusing to recognize the other woman as a parent. This morning, the Supreme Court tossed that decision. The court also rejected an appeal from Apple having to do with e-books. This leaves in place a ruling that Apple conspired with publishers to raise e-book prices as it tried to challenge Amazon.com's dominance in the market. Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton got into it last night.
If you're going to talk, tell the whole story, Senator Sanders.
Let me tell my story, you tell
During the candidates' debate, Clinton accused Sanders of turning his back on the auto industry during the recession. Sanders said Clinton's friends on Wall Street had destroyed the economy, and both of them slammed the Republicans.
You know, we have our differences, and we get into vigorous debate about issues, but compare the substance of this debate with what you saw on the Republican stage last week.
We are, if elected president, going to invest a lot of money into mental health. And when you watch these Republican debates, you know why we need to invest in mental health.
Both of them argued during the debate on CNN that he or she is the only one who can defeat the Republicans in the general election. Mourners are remembering former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died yesterday at the age of 94. Her son Ron Reagan told the Today Show this morning.
She loved her husband more than anything in the world.
Nancy and Ronald Reagan had been married for 52 years when he died in 2004. This is AP Radio News. When you're a Navy SEAL, you want your own combat rifle. Problem is, there aren't enough of them to go around, according to some SEALs who have now gone to a California congressman to complain. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, a former Marine, says he's been contacted by several Navy SEALs who say that after SEALs return from a deployment, their rifles are given to other commandos who are shipping out. They say such a weapons carousel undercuts the train-like-you-fight spirit of U.S. Special Operations Forces.
U.S. military officials say they're looking into this. Jimmy Carter says he no longer needs treatment for cancer, less than 7 months after revealing he'd been diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain. The former president is 91 years old. His spokeswoman says doctors will continue to perform scans to ensure that cancer cells have not returned. The Dow is down 30 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.